Chapter 7. Suit used the key Elena had given him. Elena, he thought, laughing to himself that he still sometimes caught himself thinking of her as Miss Wheatley. Miss Wheatley was pretty much all the 18-year-old senior and football star Luther Simpson could think about. She was certainly who he dreamed about. As an adult, he'd always had a weakness for older women, sometimes married, sometimes not. Stepping into the vestibule, he couldn't help but wonder if his high school crush on Elena had started him along that path. Not that there had been a huge age difference between them. She was a 21-year-old student teacher in Suit's English class when they met. Suit remembered the first day he saw her. She was pretty in a way he had never experienced before. Her hair so black it almost shone purple in the sunlight spilling into the classroom through the high arched wood-framed windows at the old high school. She was what his mom used to call petite. He never knew exactly what that word meant until he'd laid eyes on her. Before that day, he'd thought it just meant small. But she wasn't just small. She was so delicate, and her features were so fine, that for the first time in his life, he felt embarrassed by his hulking size. He didn't understand his embarrassment then, and he wasn't sure he did now. What he did understand was that he had fallen deeply, stupidly in love with her, and that he was never going to be able to express the way he felt or have his feelings returned. "Luther?" Elena asked, calling down again from the second floor of the house she'd inherited from her mom. "Did you guys win?" "I scored the winning run." She came downstairs dressed in a faded black tee and white satiny panties, the cranky old steps barely complaining under her weight. Although there were gray threads in Elena's hair now, they didn't register for Suit. Every time he saw her was that first day all over again. Standing on the bottom step, she leaned over the rail and kissed him. "I was kind of hoping you'd come straight from the bar and we'd shower together." He smiled at her and at his good fortune. One night, 3 months earlier, Suit had been driving by the house on patrol and noticed the front door open. The house was dark, but he saw the telltale beam of a flashlight cutting through the living room. When he got out to investigate, he found Elena Wheatley sitting on the sofa in tears. When Suit saw who it was, he couldn't believe it. "Miss Wheatley?" he said, feeling like the lovesick high school senior he had been all those years ago. "Luther Simpson, is that really you? Why is your front door open?" "The electricity went out and it got really hot in here." 10 minutes later, after Suit had found the electrical box and flipped the circuit breakers, they were seated at the kitchen table, sharing coffee. Elena was explaining how her mom had died a few months back and that she'd come home to sort through her mom's things. "Then there's the house," she said. "It's mine, but I don't know what to do with it." That was when Suit uttered the words he couldn't quite believe he had it in him to say. "There's at least one person in paradise who wishes you would stay." "Two," she said. "I find that now that I'm here, Boston seems like a lonely and faraway place." Maybe it was that only several months before he had been close to death, or that he was tired of the life he had carved out for himself. Whatever it was, something made Suit say what had been in his heart to say for 2 decades. "I was in love with you, Miss Wheatley." "Elena. Call me Elena, Luther." "Elena." He repeated her name, his face turning red with the realization of what he'd just confessed. "Call me Suit. Everybody does these days." "Everybody but me," she said. "I'm hurt, you know." "I knew I shouldn't have said what I said about—" "No, no, Luther, please, don't be embarrassed," she said, placing her right hand on his cheek. "It's just that you said you were in love with me. I have a confession to make to you. I used to wait for you to come into class. I used to look forward to seeing you. Whenever you were sick or you cut class, I missed you. I couldn't have said anything to you then, but now we're both adults." He took her tiny hand off his cheek and kissed her palm. When he stood, he kissed her on the mouth. He remembered very little else of what happened during the remainder of his shift. What he did remember was that he had never been happier.